Just a bunch of white trash. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The swearing, Paul. There, I said it.
The profanity bothers you.
It has no nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid. Everybody talks like that.
They do not.
Yes, they do.
What do you think I say when I go to the feed store in town? Oh, now, Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn. And in the bank, do I tell Mrs. Bollinger, oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christing money.
Look.
Look there.
Look.
See what you made me do.
There's only one requirement. You got to be a fat girl.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Looks like baby vomit.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Hot as balls, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Oh, wait, did we do this thing?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There are a lot of stupid girls on in the media.
Right, stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Very silly indeed. All right, well, it's Don and Mike Show. Guy said that in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Highest paid TV stars. You will not be surprised that Oprah's number one.
Of course not.
Oprah?
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed. In-
That's a dirty word.
Right. C notes.
All woman of C.
Sam Champion.
$260 million.
Wow.
Simon Cowell, just from American Idol. Not from his other shows. $45 million.
Well, I deserve that. I really do. I'm talking. Shut up.
And yes. Judy Shineland.
Judge.
Really?
$30 million
wow.
A year.
Judge Judy Shineland?
She's taking payoffs.
Right.
Wow. Judge Judy, $30 million.
Does she live around here?
Ellen DeGenitals, $5 million. Tyra, she goes to Bagel City.
I thought so.
Judy Shineland at Bagel City.
Sure.
Tyra gets $3.5 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob, bad news for you. That girl with the Letterman mouth on CSI,
yeah.
Georgia Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, I like her.
She's out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to replace her with a better piece of ass this year on CSI.
Oh.
Yeah. And I guess that whole storyline with her and William Peterson is out as well.
I guess so. Yeah, she ain't all that.
I agree. I never thought she was all that when she was on the West Wing. She was always the moon pie face
girl.
Yeah,
I don't think she's that special.
I think she's sexy. Can't
really.
Explain it. But you know what they could do is kill the character off, but he could keep boning her.
Boning.
Rob's idea for CSI.
Yeah, I'm the only one who would watch that.
Yeah, Rob's the only one that would watch William Peterson banging a dead Georgia Fox.
That's right.
Are you kidding?
With the lady from Miami, too, you know. What do you want from him, baby?
Oh, you mean the
one that talks
the medical
to the corpses.
Examiner.
The medical
examiner.
The black medical examiner that talks to the corpses.
Oh, baby, I'm leaning over you right now. You would see my milky brown jug if only you weren't dead, baby.
Uh-huh. What'd they do to you, sweetie?
What killed you, baby?
Oh, my God.
You know, a black chick on TV with, I mean, huge knockers. Huge.
Ooh.
Is that the lady that's been on Law and Order ever since Law and Order has been on the air. She's kind of a large Marge. She's the boss. She's the boss of.
It's not Monique.
She's. Okay. You mean Monique that used to work at WJFK?
No,
Monique the comedian, the fat girl, Monique with the big eyelashes.
I was thinking about Monique with the big ass.
We all are.
That was a great ass.
Where does she live now?
I have no idea.
Anyway,
I haven't seen her in years.
She's perfect. To the belly button.
Yeah. But the girl on the...
You're thinking about Monique, though, aren't
you? I can't
get Monique. You're thinking about the Monique that used to work at the station.
But I'm thinking about Monique on Law & Order, which doesn't work either.
Okay. She's got a weird name. It's like something initial big long last name, and she's not the captain, but she's like she's the boss of Jesse L. Martin.
Oh, I
and,
know who you mean.
And anyway, I saw her on an award show for some other show she did, and she has huge boobs.
She's the one that says when it is not okay for them to go for a search warrant. They've got to like bring her the evidence. I know exactly what you mean.
Right, like what's his name? The guy I like so bad. Who's the guy with the white hair? The Italian guy that was on that show for a while.
Oh, Dennis Farina.
And he was in Get Shorty. Yeah, she would say to him, you know, go talk to the DA.
You don't. Buzz, you do have enough for a warrant, or you don't. Yeah.
Buzz, who is she? Do you know?
S. Epatha Merkerson. Does that ring
her.
A bell?
That's Merkerson. Her now. If you're a fan of Law and Order, like I am, you see her all the time, and she wears blazers and stuff like that. I saw her on an award show, and I don't know what she won for, some TV movie, and she said, well, these are the best things I've got going for me, and they never let me show them on Law and Order.
And they all wear the plunging necklines. They like to show them off at award shows.
However, on the Law and Order S...
All the ladies.
On the Law and Order SVU now, they have Martinga Hemingway, whatever her name is.
Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah. She is showing them off now. They used to strap her down.
Did you see her Got Milk commercial? The print ad for Got Milk when she's in that? Yeah. Oh, she's fetching.
My. Peter North.
She makes a lot of money.
That's right. I set it 8 feet away from my bed. And I said, I'm going to get it on her head.
Yeah, baby.
Tapes. Here we go, tapes.
Ah.
Lindsay Lohan's dad.
Oh, he's a nutcase.
This guy is, you know, Lindsay Lohan is her own worst enemy, but her parents are beyond reproach. They're both addicts themselves. And their daughter goes into rehab and then gets arrested again. And what's the first thing the prick dad does? He runs down the street and says, show me a TV camera so I can be interviewed with my big herpetic sore on my lip. He was on TV last night.
Did he have a big herpy?
Gigantic. On the right side of his lip.
Oh, and he's just, I mean, he's recently out of the joint himself.
Right. He made me sick. Where's the tape of that guy? Cut number 17.
He's a prince.
Lindsay Lohan's dad. Okay, here he is.
Dad, I love her. I've always loved her. I never wanted anything from her but to be her father. And I just want her to just get it. Just get it, honey, please. I can't take this anymore, and neither can anyone else. And
Wouldn't you think for a second, if you were the dad, that maybe instead of going on TV, you'd go out to where she is?
Well, he can't. That's one of the things he would tell you. They're he can't strange. Do that because the whole relationship, not that he's not a sleazeball, because he is a sleazeball, and that's terrible, whether you have access to her, but supposedly he doesn't have any access to her. They keep her away from him.
The mom's a sleazeball too, right?
They're both sleazeballs.
The mom's a coked up whore.
And they've been in a horrible divorce, and apparently, I guess, the mom has control over Lindsay's life and won't let the dad anywhere near her.
Let's be serious. I mean, the writing is on the wall. When we were a family, did you see any of this?
No.
Did you see any of this going on? It wasn't until we were torn apart, at the pinnacle of Lindsay's career, no less, when people came into the picture, did everything fall apart.
And plus, as I watched this guy on TV, I thought, hey, can you make it any more about you?
Mm-hmm.
It's your kid.
Yeah, no matter whether he has access or not, he shouldn't be on TV. That's not where he should go. He should at least try to communicate with her, you know, by phone or something like that.
And did you, of all the people she could contact, did you hear that she sent the email to the boy that was hit with the lucky stick?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Billy Bush.
Hey, Billy Bush.
Yeah.
Didn't talk to me personally, but responded by email.
They had that on the news. The only person she reached out to was, and they called him journalist.
Yes.
Journalist Billy Bush.
Well, you know what I call that?
What's that?
Good judgment, guys. Great judgment. Yes, sirree. I'm on the red carpet, and I got an email from Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Luckiest man in the world, BB.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
God damn, I love your show.
Thank you.
S. Epatha Merkerson, that's the captain on
God damn, we've got it already.
Merkerson.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Right. Thank you, my friend. Howdy, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was the one that called in and told you guys it was Merkerson in the first place. But anyway.
No. The other guy was the guy.
No, I was the guy.
No, the other one was the guy.
No. I was the first guy.
No, man. The other guy was. We just had him on the air.
No, I'm the guy that you had.
Bye-bye.
He wanted to be the guy, Don.
He was the guy.
The guy.
You know who the guy is David Stern. Let's hear a little bit. We've got a tape of him as well. speaking low-key in this way about that one rogue individual.
I can tell you that this is the most serious situation and worst situation.
You know, the guy that called us yesterday said this sounded like an episode of Jew to Jew. My God, I actually laughed about that when I was driving home last night, listening to whatever it was, ESPN radio, where they're playing this thing.
I think he's got important words to say.
That I have ever experienced. This is not something that is anything other than an act of betrayal. We think we have here a rogue, isolated criminal.
The problem is one man's trying to profit. When we all want to profit,
do you know when I hear
from
that,
the NBA, NBR?
When I hear that word "rogue," it reminds me of one of my favorite shows, Deadliest Catch. Have you seen that? When they're on the deck of the ship and they go, "Rogue wave, rogue wave."
It reminds me of the X-Men character. She's a woman.
What is the character's name?
Rogue.
That's simply her name, Rogue?
She's got the white hair.
R-O-G-U-E?
She had sex with Wolverine.
Really?
And he tore her apart.
Well, continue to enjoy your comic books.
I know. She was Wolverine's girlfriend. I don't think they ever did it. Oh. I think that she gave her life so that Wolverine could live in the last X-Men.
Good woman.
He injured himself while picking his nose.
Wolverine.
Yeah, a lot of blood.
And that guy cannot get his jerk on. Wolverine.
No. Not with that injury.
Not with those hands.
No. Totally. If it's hot sex, he's dead in the water.
There's been some speculation that we knew that Donaghy was betting this season and nevertheless let him work. That's not true.
I'm David Stern.
David Stern.
How are you? He was one rogue.
He will be disciplined, punished to the full extent of the law.
No dogfighting, though.
I pledge that my involvement will be as intense and complete as it can possibly be.
For your money-back guarantee.
I would like to say that Donegan, while guilty of all of this gambling, will in no way be involved in breeding, training, and fighting dogs. For money.
And what we do will be completely transparent.
Just like my previous statement.
Transparent.
Look at me. I'm a ghost. Ooh. Scared kids. Hi, I'm Casper Stern.
Transparent as a picture window.
One rogue general manager named Michael Hughes.
He is a rogue. You have to be very careful. And we are going to do a full investigation.
And then here's the other guy. Here's Goodell now, the NFL guy.
Sounds a little different.
Talking about Michael Vick.
Right. From the moment you read that indictment, it turns your stomach. We're extremely disappointed that a player has been alleged to be involved.
Even though I'm agreeing with what he's saying, can he sound any more white-toast?
And is he throwing in enough of the legalese?
Yes.
We are appalled at the alleged allegations of the alleged alleged.
Mike, he's a former lawyer. And then there's Arthur Blank. The guy from the Home Depot.
I know that many people are deeply distraught and incited by what they read in the indictment.
I'm just a little more high energy than David Stern.
But I certainly don't sound like I come from Atlanta.
And I am as well. We do need to remember that we're dealing with allegations at this point. I want to be clear that we're not here.
I'm reading something that a lawyer has given me.
We are very disappointed in the alleged allegations of the alleged activity.
Take me to your leader.
Thank you.
Today to pass judgment on Michael's guilt or innocence.
I am from the planet Money. Take me to your leader. Take me to a man named David Stern.
The plane has landed. The spaceship has landed with the dollar signs on it.
On the indictment, the courts will determine that. However, we simply cannot allow this latest event to disrupt
All right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Enough with the initials on the cuffs and everything. Jesus Christ.
During his suspension, Michael will be working in various Home Depot locations throughout the United States. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I can tell you that this is the most serious situation. And
this did not happen when Lindsay's mother and I were together. My daughter, Lindsay Stern. My son, Howard. Not the one, the one that was with Anna and Nicole.
Oh, Howard K.
And, of course, my brother Isaac has stopped playing the violin during these troubled times. I would like to quote, Don, the words of the great high school football coach, Ray Nicoletta, who could have avoided all this trouble if they had simply adhered to his philosophy of keep a boy in sports.
Keep him out of court.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sponsored by the Boys Clubs of Greater Brooklyn, New York. Join me, David Stein, for an egg cream with my friend, Larry King.
And then we will go out into the street and play stickball.
And pretend we knew Sandy Koufax.
That's right. Lie about our associations while drinking egg creams and playing stickball.
Why does Larry favor rape?
I have no idea. You play that.
Why do you favor rape?
Oh, he's asking someone else. I think we should transfer it to
him. It's important to note he is asking a rogue rapist. There's only one. Mm-hmm. We found him in the NBA. The NBA.
And Larry will be waiting for his next guest. Unfortunately, he will not be interviewing the referee unless the referee is going to die within 2 weeks.
I spoke with Yao Ming about this today, and Yao said, Born Dao Day, Born Duda. Wow.
Celebrating the multicultural experience of the NBA.
I talked to Tony Parker of the San Antonio Spurs about this, and he said, I am banging my hottest balls wife. Don't bother me with this. He's French.
I appreciated his feedback and taking the time to crawl off his hot tamale.
Shaq was helping a bunch of fat kids
and
could not be bothered.
I received an
email. He was also arresting people in Miami Beach at 3 in the morning while wearing his pimp outfit.
Former players are weighing in, and I want to thank Dennis Rodman for sending me a delightful email from Las Vegas, Nevada.
And the last thing I'd like to say, as always, is F. Mark Cuban. This is Daniel Stern.
Thank you for supporting the NBA.
Stand by for a rogue newsman.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Yeah. Fresh off his hair shaving scandal.
We have done an incredible amount of research. He picks the news. He presents it in his own biased fashion. But as far as we can tell, he's the only rogue newsman on the Don and Mike show.
There are not other newsmen that are involved in this scandal, nor are they involved with the mafia.
That's right.
You may have known him as his many monikers, Michael Elston, Buzz Burbank, or simply The Mouth.
I thought you were going to say Curly. Coily.
Coily.
Hey, Coily.
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 Coily. Coily. Yeah.
And until next time, let's go, Wizards.
Looking forward to another powerhouse season.
Thank you, Mr. Stern.
Bring Wes Unseld back. Thank you.
All right, Buzz.
Yeah.
Well, news. Okay,
yeah, I got that time.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
This is the news.
Godspeed, Tommy Gavin.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.